All right, next up on the agenda is agenda item 4, and that is PR 2022-006627, Major Plat 2025-00005, which is a request for preliminary plat submitted by Renee Regal and John Stapleton as agents for Roland Gonzalez, who request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracts 18 through 20, zoned NRLM. And located at 355 Woodward Road Southeast between Descanso Road Southeast and Woodward Road Southeast, containing approximately 15.421 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, sir. I will be representing this case.
Thank you. Would you please state your name and mailing address for the record?
John Stapleton, 4173 Crown Eagle Loop, Northeast Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87144.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please tell us about the project.
So this is a property, approximately 15 and a half acres, zoned NRLM. Down near the northwest corner of Woodward Road and Broadway. The owner would like to subdivide it into four equal parcels in order to make it, a more appropriate size for developing, selling, leasing, simply using the land in general. We're proposing easement dedications for utilities. However, all four tracks have frontage on either Woodward or the road to the north, both of which have utility Descanso, both of which have utilities. There is a draft infrastructure list that was submitted associated with this, and we also have an approved water authority availability statement that was issued just a few days ago, and I believe was issued after the water authority comments for this. However, it's the same as a previously expired availability statement that the Water Authority issued a couple of years ago. Other than that, we have submitted a request for determination regarding the sidewalk on Woodward, which was installed a couple of years ago with a DMD project, although it does not meet the current buffering and sidewalk width in the DPM, but the city at that time chose not to not to follow that, and we would like to leave it as is. Other than that, I stand for any questions or comments.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. No questions from me at this point. Let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have a chance to respond. So for everyone here, this is agenda item 4, requests for preliminary plat on Woodward Road, 355 Woodward Road Southeast. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 4. Last call for public comment on agenda item 4. Okay, Mr. Stapleton, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll go ahead and proceed for the DFT staff members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Bukia, I saw you there, sir.
I am.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so my written comments are not accurate, so I'm going to just verbally, update that. So, John, the new availability statement, I didn't have that, so I didn't really update anything, but we'll need an easement to accommodate the required sanitary sewer line to the north, so please include that. We won't need the one to the south, so you can remove that one. And then please add our typical easement note to the cover sheet, and we should be good. That's it. And we'll just work on the infrastructure list outside of this before we sign it. So I think it looked okay, but we just gotta verify that. That's my comments right now. Thank you.
No questions.
Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. Mr. Gutierrez, would that easement, the addition of the easement, is that something that you suggest could be a condition of approval? It looks like you're muted there, sir.
Sorry, I muted. This is David. Yes, that can be a condition of approval. I will write those up for you. That and then the addition of the easement note. I will put those both in the chat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to hydrology. Mr. T. Quan Chen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
T. Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 5/8, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's see. Well, I did have comments on the sidewalks, but I did see the applicant's submission for the determination. I've reviewed that and everything seems to be in order, so we have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And remind me how that works with the determination. Is that something that we would note as a finding in the notification of decision, or how is that documented?
Jay?
Mr.
Is Jay Rodenbeck.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir.
So it needs to be documented on the plat itself. That's a condition of approval that planning can have for the preliminary plat. If it's
Okay.
not, I guess I could ask Mr. Stapleton
Yes.
too. Hey, John, do you have that determination on the plat?
We do not.
Okay. And Mr. Hearing Officer, that is something that we'll note as a finding as well, should you approve the preliminary plat.
Okay. Thank you. And so, Mr. Rodenbeck, would you add that as a proposed finding to the chat?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Aramico, was there anything further from transportation?
No, that's it.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I can do code enforcement.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement has no comments and no objections.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Alec. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those.
I will be, Mr. Hearing Officer. Good morning. Ms.
Hello.
Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I make a few comments on this one. The first one being that since the vacation of Wesmeco Drive was officially vacated by the County Commissions in 1940, a quitclaim deed is needed for the parcel to provide a specific legal description for the area. So to begin this process, please contact Aaron Fowler, and I give you his contact information. Can you confirm if there are any active building permits for this site, Mr.
There are none.
Stapleton? Okay. I see that you provided an infrastructure list. With this submittal, before the final sign-off of the site plan, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based on the approved infrastructure list must be submitted. And also, go ahead.
This is a request for plat. So just to clarify, I assume that comment is supposed to read an infrastructure list. Or before final sign-off of the plat, a recorded infrastructure improvement agreement must be submitted.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
They're fine. No worries.
Yeah. Can
Oh,
you
Mr.
confirm?
Ibarra, one second. I see Mr. Rodenbeck has a hand raised.
Go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note, John. I mean, that applies to the final plat. We don't need to have that as a condition or a finding in this case, regarding the final sign off of the final plat. Just
Sure.
it's an FYI comment for your future final plat.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. site plan or this site is one of the railroads for a small area. Cumulative impact per section 5.2E1C of the IDL. Can you confirm the existing and proposed uses for this property?
So the proposed, there is no existing use. The proposed use is a food catering business.
Okay. If the use, I provided a list of uses underneath there on your comment memo. So it's not going to be any of those uses.
No, sir. And
Okay.
we had coordinated this with staff a couple of years back and verified
Oh.
that the staff at that time agreed that we were not triggering a cumulative impacts analysis.
Okay, and that's kind of what I thought. Okay, and I just listed a couple of conditions. The first one being that the project and application number must be added to the plat and infrastructure list, and also the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. And I'll be putting those on the chat. And that'll be the end of my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. I did have one question. I noticed on the screen share on page 202 of the plat, it appeared that it said final plat. Should it say preliminary plat at this stage? Is that an issue to any of the DFT? I'm not hearing any objections, so we'll just let that stand. Okay. Very good, Mr. Stapleton. Did you have any questions for Mr. Ibarra or any of the other DFT?
No, sir.
Okay. Does anybody need additional time to get in any proposed findings or conditions? All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. Marcel, you've chatted me personally with the project, so you need to add to, it looks like
Oh, sorry, I thought I had
you need to
everybody
add
all
it to the general
resend
chat to
it.
everybody. Yep.
Sorry.
Oh,
Let me
thank you.
check that.
Yeah. Marcel, I'd send you an internal message about the infrastructure and how we didn't need to condition that for this preliminary
Oh,
plan.
okay. Did everybody get it now?
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Okay, agenda item 4 is ready for ruling. This is PR 2022-006627, major plat 2025-00005, request for preliminary plat. And I hereby approve said item, project, and application numbers. Because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, please include an appropriate easement from Descanso Road southeast along the boundaries between proposed Lot 1 and Lot 2, as noted in the availability statement. Two, include the following note on the cover sheet of the proposed plat: ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easements, Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWUA, is granted easements in the dimensions located noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary sewer lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with the use of the easement. Next, the determination regarding the sidewalks must be added as a note to the plat. Next, the project and application number must be added to the plat and the infrastructure list. And finally, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Hearing Officer,
Yes, sir.
does the quit claim need to be a condition? Or does that
Let's
simply
see.
need to be done prior to final plat?
I'm comfortable doing it prior to final plat if everyone else is. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you have a decision on that? Any or recommendation rather?
You run back. I'm fine with the final plat.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Stapleton. Good question. Anything else? Very good. Well, that concludes agenda item 4. Have a good day. Thank
You, Mr. Hearing Officer.
you.